Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful that you are back for another episode. Please do take note that all opinions and recommendations and encouragements that are shared on this podcast are my personal opinion or the opinion of the guests that I have on. It is not to be taken as medical or mental health advice. Please do consult your medical professional or your mental health professional with any questions or changes that you would like to make regarding your own personal situation. I'm going to be talking with you today about three things that are very key to understanding leadership. And leadership, this is number one, is not just a title, right? Leadership is a role, and there is a value add to the role of being a leader. There's a reason why you are a leader. It's not just, you know, for fun. And understanding that the title of leadership is very different than having the authority and the influence of being a leader. Because what is a leader? A leader is someone who is going somewhere, they're heading somewhere, and they're taking people with them. They are leading. Sometimes they're leading from the front and sometimes they're leading from the back, but they're going somewhere and they're bringing along people with them to a desired outcome, to a destination. And in order to bring someone somewhere, in order to get somewhere, you've got to have the authority and you've got to have the influence to make people want to come with you, right? Otherwise, you're going by yourself. And there is credence, there is validity to leading yourself first, because you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give someone a skill and an experience that you don't already own and have experienced yourself. So there is validity in leading yourself first. I do get that argument, right? But when we're talking about leading others, we have to understand the role, which is that it's more than just a title. Just because you call yourself a leader does not make you a leader. You have to have the authority and the influence to gather the people to go with you to a desired destination. You're going somewhere, right? And they have to understand why they're going, you know, share your why. And as a leader, that can be very beneficial for people to share why we're going somewhere. Sometimes you need to share the why, other times you don't. And that goes to my next point, is understanding your team's personalities. Some people need certain things to follow. Other people need other things, depending on their personality type, depending on their work style. And so you, as a leader, it is your job to understand who's on your team, what is their effective method of achievement. For some people, they need to have a list and they need to check it off. For other people, they need the global vision to understand, oh, okay, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. It makes sense. And I have a reason to do it. Other people just want to follow, tell me what to do. Give me one thing at a time. If you give me the global mission, I'm overwhelmed. So as a leader, it is your job to understand your people, understand your team, understand that you are there to serve them. So it's your job to pour into them with your authority and your influence, understanding the role, but also to do that effectively, you have to understand who you're working with, who's your team, who's going with you, who's following you. And that way you can effectively equip them to be the best version of themselves to get the best desired outcome for the team and for yourself. And then the third understanding point of leadership that I wanted to highlight for today is effective communication, because you can have the title and the authority and the influence. You can understand your people. You can effectively have a great team, right? And be a great person. But if you are not effectively communicating, your leadership is not going to get far off the ground. Because as a leader, we have to make sure that the message we are sending out is the same message that is being received, that it's not getting lost in translation. You remember that telephone game as a kid where one person would send a sentence and then they would tell the next person and the next person and the next person. And then by the time you get to like the 10th person or the last person, the sentence was completely different than what it started out as. So the message that went out was not the message that was received. Same concept. If there is a mission, if there is an outcome, if there is something, a task, as a leader, it is our job to effectively communicate that to our team, to the people that we are serving, right? Because leadership is an aspect of serving. It's our job to effectively communicate the message and make sure that there's a clarity of understanding on the receiving end. And it's really important for leaders to understand that, because sometimes we get caught up, right? There's so much to do. There's so many responsibilities. Mondays happen where things just come at you and you need five hands to catch all the balls, right, that are up in the air. But it's really, really important that clarity and understanding is in your communication so that things don't get lost, so that things don't get complicated, and so that you as a team can get to that desired outcome, that desired place that you're leading your people to in the most efficient and effective way. So I wanted to share that with you today. Understanding the role of a leader is key. It's not just a title. It is understanding that you have to have authority and influence, which is earned, just like trust. It's not something that you're just given. It comes with experience and time and life, you know? Understanding the people that you're serving, the people that you're working with, the personality types, how they understand things, what their worldview is, how they see the mission of the team, how they see working towards whatever it is that you all are working to achieve, right? So understanding the personalities and the people that you serve, and then making sure that you are effective in your communication so that the message you send out is the same message that is being received. The language you use, the frames, the stories of reference, all of that matters, as well as the tone. Some people, if you speak to them in a certain tone of voice, they check out. And that is not going to be effective for communicating with them. That goes hand in hand with understanding their personality types. Some people need a longer explanation. Some people need a shorter one. So effectively communicating based on your understanding of who you're serving on your team is key to gaining that influence and gaining that authority with your team to be able to lead them from point A to point B to point C, wherever it is that you're leading them. So I hope that you found this valuable. I really do. We can impact the world through our leadership, through our efforts to get those desired productive outcomes. So let's continue to impact the world. Let's continue to build each other up. Let's continue to share our knowledge and our expertise. Here for your time listening. It's short, it's hit it and quit it, but three main points of understanding leadership. I hope you found it valuable.
As you know, every single episode, I end with my encouragement for you to choose gratitude on your journey as you keep walking. But have you ever asked yourself, that's great, Michelle, but how do I do that? How do I implement gratitude? How do I choose gratitude? It's not easy living this life. And sometimes I don't feel very grateful. How do I incorporate gratitude into my daily life? Well, I've got you covered. Just for you, I have a Gateway to Gratitude mini course in the Successful Diligence School. There is a link in the show notes, as well as a coupon code just for podcast listeners, where you get 50% off. So head to the link in the show notes or successfuldiligence.com and click the school tab on the website. It will take you to the school and you can see the Gateway to Gratitude course, which walks you through how to implement gratitude into your daily life. Trust me, gratitude and gratefulness, when implemented effectively, will change your life.